This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Couldn't play during that. All you could do is practice during the holidays. Now it's exploded to the point that next week, on January 4th, coming off the New Year's, they're talking there's going to be a doubleheader, 2,000 sold out already at Minnehaha Academy Friday night. They're going to play Park Center, and this team that Bronny James plays on is going to play another team. And then Saturday at 7 o'clock, Minnehaha will play against Bronny James' team, and 8,500 tickets have already been sold. Oh, how times have changed. And if you don't think there's a reason that we say that this is much more of a basketball state than you think about that. One regular season game already has 8,500. They'll easily get to 10,000. I don't know if they can sell it out or not. But that's the appetite that we have in this state for basketball. That's how we look upon that sport. And you'd be hard-pressed to find any other sport in this state that you could do that, where you could have a non-conference game like that against a team from another state and a Minnesota team, not an all-star team, just a Minnesota team. Although Minnehaha is, to an extent, an all-star team with all the great players that they have. They've been beaten twice this year. I saw them lose to Crete and Durham Hall. They lost to Hopkins. But they got a great team. They won the state championship the last several years. So they'll play, and there'll be at least 8,500 people there. We'll visit with their athletic director next week, Josh Thurl. When we come back, what does it – this guy, he trains the best of the best. He changed first-round draft picks from the NFL. So what could you garner from him that you could apply that would make you a better athlete if you're a kid out there listening? We'll walk you through the paces on what you should be doing now if you want to play well in September. Stay with us on Sports to the Max.
Sports to the Max.
If you are experiencing hair loss, let this be the year to make a new hair's resolution. I'd like to introduce you to the only permanent solution to hair loss. IneedMoreHair.com. Hi, I'm Mike Greenlee, familiar voice with Minnesota hockey fans. If you have hair loss and want more hair, go to IneedMoreHair.com. You will find some of the most experienced hair transplant specialists in Minnesota. Their doctors have given patients from around the world, including some of the most prominent celebrities, a full head of hair, and they can do the same for you. Here's the best part. Their technique is so advanced, the results are guaranteed in writing, and their prices are the best in the business. Prices as low as $3 per graft. Their office is conveniently located in Eagan. IneedMoreHair.com will allow you to see a more confident reflection of yourself. That's IneedMoreHair.com. The consultations are free, and the results are amazing. Check out IneedMoreHair.com for complete details. That's IneedMoreHair.com. Experience you can trust. Prices you can afford. Let this be the year to make a new hair's resolution. Check out IneedMoreHair.com.
This is Al Connexon. Learn the skills to create income you can use now and in retirement right here on WCCO Saturdays at noon. Check us out at learnwithota.com.
Online Trading Academy Radio.
Here's the latest from the News Talk 830 WCCO Weather Center.
Tonight, increasing clouds, slight chance of sleet, low of 23 degrees. Tomorrow, freezing rain, sleet and rain for much of the day. Some thunder is also possible, high near 34. Tomorrow night, rain and possibly a thunderstorm, really? Low around 34 degrees. Sunday, rain if you're out tailgating, mainly before noon, which would be before the game, so that's when you'd be tailgating. Steady temperatures around 38 degrees. Sunday night, rain, snow, and freezing rain, low of 29. Currently, winds from the south at 5 miles an hour. Humidity is 81. Dew point, 19 degrees. I don't even know what that means. Is there dew at 19 degrees? I don't even know. Conditions are fair and 24 degrees.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go.
Luther Key of Bloomington knows the way to carry your sleigh. Well, it's actually a 2020 Kia Sportage. During their holiday sticker sales event, get a true zero sign and drive lease for $259 a month. Zero due at signing and 0% APR for 66 months. Or get up to a $2,000 holiday rebate and 0% financing for 66 months on all remaining Kia Sorentos. It's the holiday sticker sales event at Luther Kia of Bloomington on American Boulevard in Bloomington or LutherKiaofBloomington.com.
Bruce Helmer here. Over 20 years ago, we founded Wealth Enhancement Group because we didn't like the idea of financial advisors pushing products that might not be in their clients' best interest. Wealth Enhancement Group is different. We don't have proprietary products, so your advisor recommends what's best for you. You'll learn about this and more in our free guidebook, 7 Things Your Financial Advisor May Not Be Telling You. Download your free copy today. Go to wealthenhancement.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and use the keyword advisor. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, it's Andrew Wiggins on your home for the Wolves News Talk, 830 WCCO, a radio.com station.
Andrew got a win for him last night. The Wolves snap an 11-game losing skid. They'll do it again tomorrow against Cleveland right here on 830 WCCO, your home to Timberwolves basketball. Many of you say, in 2020, I'm going to get in good shape. The following conversation is going to be interesting to you because we're going to talk about both how the novice can get in shape in small steps and how the person that really wants to train to be a good athlete, forget the sport, needs to train to be good. That applies to you, your kids, whoever it is that wants to get good, that wants their body in good shape, that wants the quick twitch muscles. Bill Welly does it like no one else. He's trained NFL All-Pro players. He's trained people that ended up first-round picks in the NFL draft and beyond. He joins us now. Bill, first of all, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Maxie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. Thank you.
I'm sitting at the gym, you know, and I'm watching because this is what triggered this whole reason I wanted to call you. And I'm watching high school kids work out at the health club, right?
Yep.
And I'm thinking, you know, good for them, right? They're getting in shape. They're doing it. They're doing something with their vacation days that's productive. And then there's another part of me thinking, I wonder if they're doing it right, meaning I wonder if, you know, obviously they've got the effort, but is there a blueprint that they should be using depending on their goals next year that they could get much more out of a workout than they even realize? When you see that same scene at a health club and there are guys that maybe want to be football players, hockey players, baseball players, whatever it is, what do you think of right away?
First thing I think of is, you know, kind of what you said, are you doing the right things for your sport? You know, so often coaches, et cetera, kind of ask kids to do certain exercises, and then they get stuck on it. And then it's if a little bit's good, more has got to be better. And that's not necessarily the case. You want to be functional in your strength. You want to be functional in your movement. And that all applies, you know, specifically to what the athlete's trying to accomplish.
And so let's just go back to some of the people that you've trained. Take a guy like Chris Carter, who you worked with extensively. How much is Chris Carter the product of an intense workout program, and he was diligent about it, and how much was he given gifts in the form of hand-eye and ability to see things or to understand things that maybe most of us can't?
Well, I think that there's a combination of both. We all are born with the genetic potential. You know, I'll never be as fast as Randy Moss.
Yep.
Bad example.
Me neither, so don't feel bad.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But if I've never trained at my genetic potential or that to that point, how do you know what you can attain? You know, there's plenty of athletes that have worked hard and shown tremendous success. But somebody like Chris, who kind of instilled that training philosophy into somebody like Larry Fitzgerald, even with Randy, you know, it was – all right, you may have the gifts, but guess what? Somebody else has those gifts too, and you need to separate yourself in some way, shape, or form. And so they would always work extra hard. Chris was an amazingly hard-working athlete. He didn't take it for granted, and Larry's the same way. Randy was the same way.
When you talk about genetic potential, I love that term. How do you know if you've reached your potential? How do you know what you should expect of yourself when everybody is different?
That's really hard to quantify. A lot of times what we'll do is we'll do an evaluation, kind of determine what their weaknesses are and what their strengths are. And if I can make somebody more efficient, I can make them quicker, faster, more fluid, and also help prevent injury. That's the big thing that I try to get across is like, all right, we're going to train hard. And, you know, you'll see dramatic progress with a lot of athletes in their first, you know, 4 to 6 to 8 weeks of training. And then some guys will start to taper. And I know you've seen it at the high school level. You've got athletes that are phenomenal athletes, and then they kind of disappear in college, or you have an athlete that optimizes in college and goes to the pros and you don't hear from them again. Or then you have, you know, somebody like Jerry Rice that optimizes in the pros.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, he needed somebody to point him in a little bit of a direction, and he had it figured out. So you do that, and you say to them what? You say, this is how much you should be able to bench press. This is how fast you should be able to run the 40 if you stick to a program. Or what's the assessment look like?
Well, yeah, we kind of go with a, I'll call it a percentage of, right? With your elite athletes, if we can get you to 1 to 2% better, that's an amazing improvement.
So 1 to 2% is considered a great accomplishment, a great feat.
Correct. Yep. And then you have athletes that your high school athletes or your junior high athletes that end up they've not trained at that level or don't understand how to do it properly. They'll improve 50%, you know? So you see a greater progress. That's why I love working with 13 and 14 year olds. You get to see huge improvements. And with your elite athlete, you know, college or pro, it's harder to see that improvement. And again, a lot of times at that level, you're just trying to keep them on the field.
Sure. Yeah. And let their talent speak for itself, I guess.
Correct.
But you talk about a 13 to 14 year old. How do you know when it's the right time for them to lift weights, et cetera, and begin that bodybuilding process?
Yeah, that's the hard part. I mean, a lot of times it has to do with their maturation, you know, where they're at puberty wise. If they're prepubescent, meaning they're really not quite there yet. They haven't hit that growth spurt. We'll do stuff that's more functional based, balance based, body weight type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then if, you know, I've got 13 year olds that are 6'3" and 215 pounds. And I've got 13 year olds that are 4'8".
Yep.
And 115 pounds.
Yep. And they might end up better than the 6'3" guy. You never know.
That is true. Yeah. We definitely hope they're going to grow into it, you know?
But when you see that, can they at least learn the mechanics of a good workout? In other words,
yes.
While they might not be able to put on, you know, three inches around their biceps, can you at least teach them this is how you train?
Yep. Yeah, we've got I recently moved back, and I'm at the training house now in Eagan, right on the Vikings facility. And we have a junior development program that we start them at 11, 12, and 13-year-old athletes, where we're teaching them how to run properly, working on their form and technique. We're working on how to cut, how to jump, how to land, and just teaching those mechanics so that when they do graduate to sports performance type training that may involve a little bit more intensity, they're going into it with great form right out of the block.
How long does it take you to get them there?
You know, for those younger athletes, it takes, like, you see the adaptation to change somewhere between 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So really committing to that 4 to 6 week window, you'll start to see progress. Now, I've had some athletes, I've got a kid right now from Minnetonka that he's done 3 sessions, and his dad is like, I can't believe the improvement.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid wants to come, like he's on break, and he's like, Dad, can we go in 3 times a week? I'm like, yeah, go ahead.
And is that to improve his speed, strength? What's the number one thing you get? Is it running form or what?
Yeah, that's what he's working on specifically.
And yep. If you teach them the correct form, you then, in essence, can make them faster?
Yeah, making them more efficient, right? Working on their technique and working on power development. When you talk about the formula for speed, it's stride length times stride frequency with power. So if I can generate additional power into the ground, that's going to propel me forward and hopefully cover more territory. An example I love to use is Jamal Lewis versus Randy Moss. Randy Moss is 6'5". Jamal Lewis was 5'10". They had the same stride placement. Their foot placement ended up in the same location. But Jamal used power, where Randy used stride length.
Oh, wow.
So it's figured out per athlete.
And is it difficult to teach kids to run correctly?
I don't think so, but I've been doing it really long.
Yeah. But you're saying this is something they can pick up on fairly quickly.
Yep, fairly quickly.
And what about quickness? The quick twitch, the this, the that, the getting, you know, the three steps here and the take a guy off the dribble. Easy to teach or difficult? Or can you get that out of somebody?
Yeah, you can definitely get that out of somebody. You know, that's one of the first things that we work on is that first step explosion. Your first three steps in pretty much every sport is essential. And so we did a little study with our group down in Florida of NFL pros. We had about 25. Half the group we took through all of the group, we just tested their three-step get out. Mm-hmm. And on average, most of them were somewhere between 80 to 85% of their max speed in three steps.
When a
Mark Ingram hits three steps and he's going, he's at 80, 85% of his max speed in three steps.
Well, and is that kind of your goal, is to get him to the max step and, I mean, max speed and as quick, few steps as possible? Is that define efficiency?
Yes and no. I mean, obviously, like with football, most sports, you're going to have, like for football, your window of your gaps, let's say, for a running back, receiver, et cetera, those windows are real short and quick, right? So the average play is 3.5 seconds. We don't have a lot of time. You know, you don't have a lot of 60, 70-yard runs with a lot of your football players. So it's that quick twitch. Can I change direction? Can I decelerate? Can I accelerate? And those are all the things that we work on, you know. And a lot of those things aren't taught. A lot of coaches will teach, max speed or speed maintenance. And at the end of the day, most of these kids need to figure out how to change direction properly and start to do it at a young age so that we're preventing injury. We're trying to prevent ACL injuries. We're trying to prevent, you know, groin strains and Achilles issues. So all of that comes into play.
I've always thought, too, if you could teach a kid to be a grinder, because you don't know how much talent you're blessed with,
yep,
but if you can teach them to want to learn every day and get better, then that's when the 4'8" kid eventually surpasses the 6'3" kid who didn't have to work at it, because they keep grinding it out every day. And at one point in time, the 6'3" kid who quit growing says, I don't know how to get to that next level because I never had to learn how to get to the next level. And then if you get the 6'3" kid, he becomes a grinder. You got something incredibly special as they become 6'7", 6'8". But can you teach that to someone? Because, you know, I'm a big believer in grinders.
Yep. I totally agree. And is it teachable? I think it is, but we've got to make sure that, especially at these younger ages, you know, we just had this discussion today with a camp that we did where, all right, you might be really good at the high school level, or you might be really good at the college level, but that every next step, when you ask a pro athlete, what's the difference between college and pro? 95% of the time, they say the speed of the game.
It's because the speed, yep.
The same. But so to your point, if you have somebody that's grinding, that's working it, that has that work ethic, I mean, coaches love to see that, you know, these kids are working and putting time and effort and energy into themselves and investing in themselves versus just, you know, falling back on their abilities.
Yep, and that's something you take with you. And you take
lifetime.
Yeah, and when you quit training and you quit having to have, you don't have any more seasons left because you're out of eligibility, you're still a grinder. And I think being a grinder just helps you in life.
Absolutely. Yep. It ends up being a lifetime. You know, if you put in that time and effort and energy into yourself, it's going to pay off no matter what. And that doesn't even, you know, apply to sport. You know, not only does it apply to sport, it applies to life. So if you have somebody that, you know, if you're just not going to play at that, and maybe you're not even an athlete, but you can invest in yourself. And I think that's the change that I think we'd all like to have in 2020 is just make that investment in yourself.
Yeah. Give yourself a gift, really.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just so big on working out and what it does for you. And the other part is confidence. And, you know, there's lots of different ways that you can attain confidence. To me, the best way is to repeat every day and eventually and just get a little bit better every day and then feel good about yourself because you've seen the growth. And through that comes a confidence. But when I say confident, you've worked with the best of the best. You've seen the seventh and sixth grader that's come through your offices and your program. Is there a way that you try to work with them so that going hand in hand with them training is they get confidence, or does that come naturally when you train?
I think a little bit as a result of working out and being consistent, you start to feel better about yourself. And all of a sudden, maybe you improved on, X. And all of a sudden, because you improved, now you feel better on the court, or you feel better on the field or on the ice. And now all of a sudden, it's a spiral up effect. Now I'm more confident in my abilities. I know I can make that play. I know I can get to that ball. I know I can get to that puck. And that changes your game, right? We had a speaker today at our camp, and he was talking about 1 in 5 of our student athletes, college student athletes, suffer from some sort of depression, anxiety, etc. And they say in 5 years that it might be 1 in 3. Well, if there's 100 kids on your team, that's 30 kids that it's going to affect. 33 kids, and that's a lot.
And these are high achievers.
Yes. So we've got to invest in not only ourselves but into our teammates and into our. Coaches need to invest in their players and kind of, take that next step. Just even to say, hey, you doing all right? How are things? What's up? Just to create this connection, because that's a scary stat.
With that in mind, when somebody comes back to Bill Welly and they say, I've lost my confidence, and you look at them and you say, you got every reason to be confident because I trained you, I've watched you, I know what you're about. How do you go back, re-energize and reinstill it in? Is it literally taking them through drills and saying, see, you can do this, and going back to the fundamentals?
Yeah, and you kind of have to go back and say, okay, here's where you were, here's where you started, and here's where we're at now. We'll do it with that assessment. We'll do some testing where, all right, here's how much you've improved, and showing those results, and then just establish a relationship with an athlete is huge. I've had athletes that have stuck with me for 10, 15 years. And it's because you establish a relationship, and that maintaining that relationship goes really, really far.
And last, if people are interested in some of the camps and clinics that you have right now, Bill, where do they look it up?
www.traininghousehaus.com. We've got a lot of fun things going. We've got, and to that point, we've got sports psychology on site. We've got, it's a one-stop shop.
Sounds good, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon, Bill.
Thanks, Maxie.
You bet. Bill Welly, nice enough to join us. Why that matters. When we come back, Sports to the Max.
Sports to the Max.
Oh, the holidays. Time for family, good cheer, great food, and snow. Lots and lots of snow. Jordana Green here, but the snow doesn't stop me from getting anywhere I need to go. I am loving my 2020 Countryman All 4 from Motorworks Mini. Cuts through the Minnesota winter in style. During the Winter Drive sales event, you will get amazing lease deals and up to $8,000 off select Mini models. For better customer service than any other dealers in the Twin Cities. Better buying experience and the drive of a lifetime. Go see my friends at Motorworks Mini in Golden Valley on Louisiana Avenue and 394. You can see those brightly colored Minis through all the snow. Check out MotorworksMini.com for more info. Start off 2020 with fun because you deserve it. I love my Mini. Now go get yours.
Warning, driving a Mini Countryman or Mini Clubman through Mini Snota will cause you and your passengers to arrive safely, in style, and may cause a severe and serious case of I want one too from drivers and passing cars.
Chad Hartman inviting News Talk 830 WCCO radio listeners to the Twins Fan in the Stands Tour to Spring Training. It's March 8th through the 13th. Call Holiday Vacations 1-800-826-2266 or online holidayvacations.com, keyword WCCO radio.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages by text. Message and data rates may apply.
If you wear contacts or glasses and been thinking about LASIK, you must hear this. LASIK can be a life changer, literally giving you 20/20 vision. And now you don't have to wait any longer because it's by far the best time to see how well LASIK can work for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Minneapolis, Joffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology. And now for the best price of just $295 per eye.
I put this off for years. It was over in minutes. And within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
Experienced doctors and the latest technology. Joffe LASIK changed my life.
Joffe is your answer for fast, easy, and affordable LASIK. Joffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price of just $295 per eye in Minneapolis. Don't wait any longer. Schedule your free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. It takes just one simple text to schedule your free LASIK exam. Just text VISION to 246810 now. The exam is 100% free. Just text VISION to 246810. Text VISION to 246810.
Those sounds can be overwhelming. Digital is everywhere. You know your business needs to be where the eyes are, but who do you trust? Entercom has the solution. Working with the digital team at Entercom, you'll always know where your budget is going and see results in real time. Being a Google Premier partner enables Entercom to maximize your campaigns. Plus, with a full digital product suite and exclusive access to our radio.com platform, your business will have a captive audience. You're going to like that. And your return. That's a sale for you. Go to Entercom.com.
Bill Popp here, urging you to support volunteers and good deeds in our community. And please tune into the WCCO Hop Communications Good Neighbor Award every weekday at 7:50 a.m., 12:40, and 5:50 p.m. And for all your business communications, look us up at popp.com.
This is Mike Max. Catch my show, Sports to the Max, weeknights 6:30 to 9.
And this is Henry Lake. I'm on after Maxie with Late Night from 9 until 1 a.m. with the only live and local evening sports talk in the Twin Cities. And we cover it all. Vikings, Gophers, Timberwolves, Twins, and the Wild.
Plus high school sports and the great outdoors. If it's happening in Minnesota, we're talking about it weeknights on WCCO Radio. That's Sports to the Max, 6:30 to 9.
And then Late Night from 9 until 1 right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Welcome back, Mike Max, Sports to the Max. See, when you lift weights and when you run and when you do all those things, and the more you do it, the more resolve you gain, the harder it is to quit. And the harder it is to quit, the easier it is to succeed. And so what Bill Willey's talking about is just that. They'll teach you how to do it right. When you do it right, then you have confidence. When somebody teaches you the proper technique to shoot a free throw and then you make 10 in a row, you have confidence. And when you have confidence, you feel good about yourself. Now, here's what I've learned in life. It doesn't really matter so much what you do well, but you got to find something that you do well, because otherwise you feel like you're just going along. And you know what you do well should probably be based on your passion for life and what it is that you get out of life, want to get out of life, etc. But if you have, it's just one thing. You just need to find one thing. And if you find more than one thing, two, three of them, whatever, then you're incredibly blessed. But you need to find one thing that becomes your go-to feel-good spot. So that you can look at other people and say, well, yeah, they do that really, really well. And I get that, but that's okay because I do this over here really well. I remember Dennis Miller, the comedian, was on once. And they were asking him about the time when he heard that John Madden had left Fox Sports, and he knew immediately that he was going to be signed up to do Monday Night Football, and he knew that that meant that was the end of his run on Monday Night Football, because remember, they tried him as kind of a Howard Cosell-like figure, you know, on Monday Night Football. And it wasn't real good. It wasn't, you know, he and Dan Fouts were on. It wasn't particularly magical or interesting or all the things that they hoped for. But somebody asked him about, did that hurt you? How did you take that? And he said, no, because I understood that John Madden was a much better color commentator than I am. And I understood that he had actually coached in the NFL, and so therefore he had been to the Super Bowl. He'd won a Super Bowl. He knew much more about the game of football and how to explain it than I did. He was a much better analyst than I did. But he says, that doesn't bother me. He says, because John Madden can't do open mic Friday at the Comedy Gallery in L.A. and command an audience. I can do that. I can go up there, and he can't do that. I can do that. I can walk up there, and I can grab the mic, and I can entertain that audience, and I don't even need to prepare for it. I got some stuff. I got something about, and that's what I do well. That's who I am, and I do that well, and I feel good about it. So it doesn't bother me that John Madden's really much better than I am as a color commentator on football. That's okay with me, because I know that I do something well, too. And I'm okay with that. And I thought, and I haven't been necessarily, I'm not, I guess, pro or con Dennis Miller, but I remember listening to that interview and going, boy, there's something we could all learn from. There's something we could all take away. Yeah, it's, you don't have to be bitter about something like that, easy as it would be to be bitter or to cut down the person that took your spot, et cetera, because there's a real comfort zone in knowing, hey, I do something well too. And I'm not going to apologize for that. I know what I do well, and I feel good about that, and that's good enough for me. And so that's a takeaway for you for the new year in 2020. I like to give you the tidbits and whatnot because that's what I do here. On the other side, we're bringing in downtown Steve Brown. He coached kids like Bill, well, individuals. And now this year he took the leap and he's coaching a high school team. What that's like next.
Sports to the max.
Entercom Minneapolis, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the stations. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our stations. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact our Human Resources Department at 612-370-0698. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit entercom.com/careers for an online listing of job openings at Entercom.
Hi, I'm Heather Holmberg, CEO of Livia Weight Control Centers. Let me tell you, if you're looking for a partner to help you lose weight in 2020, I encourage you to learn more about Livia. I can tell you that with our team of experts, our registered dietitians, our nutritionists, there's just so much more. We will help you get there. We have 10 convenient locations in Minnesota and Wisconsin, so we're right in your hometown. More importantly, the Livia program is proven to work. Our team has 10 years of experience changing lives, and not only will you reach your goals quickly, you'll also learn healthy habits to make sure that you keep that weight off for life. To learn more about Livia, please call 855-GO-LIVIA or visit LIVEA.com. That's LIVEA.com. Call today.
Make 2020 your year with Livia Weight Control Centers. Call or stop into one of the 10 convenient locations to learn how Livia can help you lose the weight and keep it off for life.
Minnesota's trusted station for news, traffic, and weather. News Talk 830, WCCO, KMNB HD2, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A radio.com station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Matt Piper.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.